And while we're using the present to understand the past, I wanted to find out more about the discovery that made this site famous, winemaking. Because winemaking in Georgia is quite unusual, which may be a tradition they've kept from the very start. Alexander Chaidze is the managing director at KTW Group, which is one of Georgia's largest winemaking companies.
So we are an interesting country in terms of winemaking, because not only we do wine by traditional way of European way, but we also do our own traditional way, which is making wine in cuvées, which are clay vessels, huge ones, starting from maybe from 5 liters going up to a couple of thousand liters. We handpick the grapes, and after handpicking our grapes, we transfer it to our Maranis, where we have cuvées.
What's a Marani?
Marani is a wine cellar in Georgia, a very widespread and national treasure word for us.
Marani, not Maroni.
Marani, not Maroni.
And do you have a Marani here?
Yes, I can walk you through.
Can we have a look?
Yeah, sure.
Fantastic.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's a beautiful building, a massive church appearance. Wow, and now it's just opened up into this massive cellar full of wine bottles. It's a lot of wine you got here. What are these traps in the ground? They look like designed for people to fall down.
Yeah, those traps, we call them cuvées.
Oh, these are cuvées?
Yes, they are.
I'm going to stick my head in one. Oh my gosh, they're huge. Some excellent reverb in there. So you can probably tell from the sound just how big these are. And they are being kept underground for you to pour. I guess you put all the grapes in there and then seal it up.
Yep.
And so putting in wine in a cuvée, that's quite a different method to the rest of the world. So what impact does that have on a flavour?
It gives us stronger flavour than regular method of making wine, but cuvée is so different that I've never heard an instance when somebody tried cuvée and says, oh, that reminds me of something, because it's just so different. It gives its clay-like flavor, which is weird because we don't eat clay, but we have smelled it, we have experienced it, and there is a saying that we use in Georgia that clay makes wine better.
And almost as important as the wine-making traditions are the wine-drinking traditions.
Our supra, which is a feast, is a very interesting phenomenon. It's led by a guy named Tamada, who people choose before the feast.
Tamada is someone who sort of leads the table.
Yeah, it leads the table by saying the toasts. When he says a toast, everybody has to say that toast. Maybe they can just say gaumarjos, which means cheers, but they can also add something. And usually when we drink, Tamada says something and then all of us just say something about that toast. It's not only a drinking process, it process goes into communication, and you become close to each other after Georgian feast, because you open up about many things and you talk about different stuff. It's not like just cheers, cheers, cheers and drink. And sometimes we have a thing called different, when we introduce some weird stuff to drink out of. It can sometimes be a huge clay jar or a vase, or I don't know, some people drink out of a guitar as well, or a shoe sometimes, but we don't do that kind of stuff. Mostly just something drinkable, you know, like vase or huge glass, or to like add some kind of new flavor to the feast.
New flavor, especially it's from a shoe.
Yeah, not, I don't like drinking from shoe.
Alexander Chaidze on Georgian drinking traditions there.